What is going on, everybody? You are listening to the J Red Show on Anchor and Spotify and everywhere else get your podcasts. Welcome to your FIFA World Cup Finals post-game show where Argentina just defeated France 4-3, win the shootout 4-2 to win their third FIFA World Cup Final. This game was the legacy game for Lionel Messi. In the minds of many fans, this established himself as the greatest of all time. Lionel Messi scored the 23-minute mark on a penalty shot to make it 1-0. Angelo Di Maria scored to make it 2-0. The game felt like it was going to be over quick. It felt like it was going to be a blowout. Because Argentina dominated the first 80 minutes of the game. But then at the 80-minute mark, Mbappe scores 2 goals in 2 minutes. This is likely going to be the final World Cup for Ronaldo and Messi. So when we talk about who's going to enter their name into the conversation of the next greatest of all time, Mbappe had just put his name into the hat. But this was Lionel Messi's game. Messi scored a third goal at 108th minute. But then Mbappe, at 118 minutes, 10 minutes later, completes the hat trick, scoring all three goals for the French. And just great chances on both sides of the ball, on both ends, just back and forth action. And but in the end, it was a penalty shootout that determined the champion. And it was Gonzalo Montiel scoring the game-winning goal in the shootout to give Argentina their third World Cup championship, their first since 1986. And like I said, this was Lionel Messi's game. This puts Messi, to many fans, this puts Messi ahead of Ronaldo in the discussion of the greatest of all time. But what's awesome about Ronaldo and Messi is this is like seeing Michael Jordan and LeBron James play in the same era. In these next 4 years, this era is probably going to come to an end. But what a game it was. It's going to go down as one of the greatest World Cup finals of all time. And probably will be the as in the discussion of greatest football, of greatest sports games of the year. Of course, the NFL has a lot of contenders where the Bills are on the losing end of two of them. It did go to a shootout. Like many fans, I don't like how a shootout is the determining factor of a major tournament like this. But there is no perfect solution in soccer. You can't. It's not like hockey where you can have endless overtime until a goal is scored. So, it is what it is, though. France should be back in next year. They wanted France should be back near the top in 2026. They won it all in 2018. Fell a little bit short today. I mean, Argentina. I mean, good luck trying to replace Messi, but we'll see what happens. I mean, in soccer, you usually see the same teams win over and over again. One downside is the officiating. It's amazing that even with the VAR and their ability to slow down the game, referees don't manage to get it right. So for the fans who want to get officiating in American football, don't think it's going to fix anything. VAR in American football, I meant to say. So, anyhow, once again, congratulations to Argentina on their World Cup championship. That was the first of the big three football games. The next game I'll do pre and post game show will be the College Football National Championship, and then Super Bowl 57. Later, tune in later on this week as I talk about a crazy win for the Buffalo Bills, and So what are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. and the and everything else sports related. It was a successful night for PSC. What are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow, Show, and I'll see you later.
Yeah.